Dodge 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer at the Vatican. Midnight Mass underway. Pope Francis saying at Christmas, we're close to brothers and sisters suffering from war, referring to the war in Gaza, where authorities say more than 20,000 people have now been killed in Gaza. More than 90 people were killed in airstrikes on two homes over the weekend, including dozens from just one extended family. New court filings. Former President Donald Trump's attorneys insist a D.C. appeals court throw out charges in Trump's federal election interference case, arguing he's protected under presidential immunity. A manhunt in Ocala, Florida, looking for a suspect that fired a gun inside the crowded Paddock Mall, packed full of holiday shoppers Saturday, killing a 40-year-old man. And in Houston, a deadly shooting. It happened this morning outside of a nightclub. Responding officers found one person dead. Several others were hurt. Police say it all stemmed from an argument. There have been no arrests there as well. This is ABC News. Well, it's an annual tradition. NORAD tracking Santa and his reindeer flying around the world delivering gifts. They say he's flying over Kuwait City right now. But who are the real-life reindeer herders this holiday season? ABC foreign correspondent Ines Dilakatera explores reindeer life.
Are you the real life Kristoff?
I try to be.
We caught up with Johan Isak Turiaksal while he was out with his herd. The movie Frozen, drawing inspiration from the Sami people. He says there is one thing the film gets wrong, though.
Reindeers, they don't eat carrots.
They don't eat carrots.
They don't eat carrots, no.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
We asked Johan about the most famous reindeer of all. He tells us Rudolph and the crew are all female, since they have antlers at Christmas. Males typically lose theirs in the winter.
That means that the females are the bosses in the winter.
I'm Dave Packer, ABC News.
Bug Tussle has been your trusted rural internet provider since 2003. Based in Wisconsin and backed by local support, Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet where others can't or won't. At an honest price, without any contracts or data caps, Bug Tussle has the plan that's right for you. Get connected with Bug Tussle today for internet, cellular, and entertainment by calling 877-227-0924. That's 877-227-0924. Or visit btussle.com.
It's fully leaded education talk.
Hard facts with a humorous twist.
Check out Busted Pencils, Tuesdays at 7 on the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, and on the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Public sector diversity efforts in Wisconsin could be examined closely next year. Meanwhile, Minnesota schools are actively recruiting more teachers of color. Here's more from Mike Moan.
It's winter break time for Minnesota school districts, but when classes resume, efforts will continue to ensure there are more teachers of color working with diverse student populations. About 95% of all teachers in Minnesota are white. However, nearly 40% of students are from different racial and ethnic backgrounds, with higher numbers in the Twin Cities. Marcus Flynn leads Black Men Teach, which works with area districts on strengthening pathways for black males to become elementary school teachers. Beyond achievement gaps, he says the lack of diversity has produced other glaring outcomes.
And what you see is black students represent 10% of the student population in Minnesota, but 42% of all discipline incidents.
His organization has made some gains in helping to diversify staffs. Of its six partner schools, Flynn says two now have four or more black male teachers. The group partners with the Children's Defense Fund's Freedom Schools Initiative, and both entities have engaged with the state in the early stages of an apprenticeship model to create a more robust teacher pipeline. Flynn says he hopes these collective efforts will inspire students of color to embrace the idea of a career in education.
When I think about at the core what this work is focused on, it's on the students. And so the teachers are the vehicles by which we impact students.
As for the apprenticeship model, officials with the Department of Labor and Industry hope for a launch sometime in 2024. The department says it's balancing an approach that allows partner organizations to weave in efforts that address the needs of a certain community while meeting necessary standards. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds and some dense fog around the area at times today. We'll see highs of the lower 50s, some very late day rain chances. South winds gusting up around 30. For your Christmas Eve, rain chances, lows in the lower 40s, and winds will stay breezy. Currently 46 degrees.
Sawyer County's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
From the Civic Media Radio Network. Moving Wisconsin forward one joke at a time. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes. But where it's going, no one knows. Hello, Wisconsin!
Now, filling in for the new mom, here's Jane Matinair.
Good morning and welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. We are coming to you live from our studio in beautiful downtown Waukesha. So happy to have you along with us. Greg Bach with me in studio. Kelvin is on the board, and it is our last day that we are being joined by the one, the only, our friend and colleague, the fantastic Todd Alba. How are you, sir?
It's bittersweet, I'll be honest. But Jane, Greg, Kelvin, a fine Monday morning to you. It just makes me, it warms my heart. It gets me in the holiday spirit to be with you three lovely people who have the spirit of the holiday season.
Well, next Monday is Christmas. Next Monday is Christmas Day. And then the Monday after that is New Year's Day. And so I cannot thank you enough, Todd, for having joined us and joined the show. Wow, look at outside. It is snowing.
Is it snowing there?
It's,
wow.
Yes, it's, like, and blowing like crazy.
I'd say it's frightful.
The weather outside is frightful. It is frightful.
Or
it is.
Just annoying.
But anyway, I really appreciate you joining us all these Mondays.
Well, it's been a blast.
While Kristen has been gone, it's really been a lot of fun, and it was great to see you at our holiday bash over the weekend. How late did you stay up?
I think you outlasted me.
Did I?
Because William Walter and Jane and I were chatting, and then Jane went to take shots at the bar or something. I don't know what happened.
Jane. More, Todd. Give us more.
Yeah. There may have been shots involved.
I really didn't know that Jane had it in her. I mean, once she got on top and was dancing on the bar, I mean, it was Katie Bar the door at that point.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
That was quite the spectacle. No, there was
there was no dancing. I think I excused myself, and I think maybe you and your husband, I mean, you were holding down the fort with Brian Kelly and some of these other folks.
Chris Casper, who was dressed up as Buddy the Elf, which was wonderful. Yes, and... I know Rebecca was one of the late night ones. I finally went to bed around 2. My husband didn't get back into the room until 3. So I don't know what Brian Kelly and Buddy the Elf and those rabble rousers did with my husband. But roused rabbles, and a good time was had by all.
And all many thanks to CEO and owner Sage Weil for putting all that on. I mean, Zoom meetings are fine, get information out, but I don't think that it replaces that human contact. You know, just talking to someone in person and all being together. So it speaks largely of what this company is about, to have a unified mission moving into 2024.
Yeah, most definitely, and you're right. Thank you, Sage Weil, and Civic Media for footing the bill for all of that. Yeah. All right, we're going to start off with the fake elector scheme in Wisconsin and the former GOP chairman Andrew Hitt and one of the so-called fake electors was on up front on WISN over the weekend with Matt Smith, and essentially says that they were duped and it was a trick and they, you know, feel bad now.
Well, sure. and by the way, I know there's some stuff in the background here. I'm going to try to mute myself when I'm not talking. But here's the deal. The world headquarters of Civic is on the second floor on State Street. The bottom floor, there used to be an Associated Bank, and they're jackhammering the vault out right now.
Oh, my God.
So I'm sitting here right above this constant vibration and noise. Quite frankly, I'm enjoying it. But anyway, I'm gonna. If you hear something in the background, that's what's going on. So I apologize.
Can't hear the jackhammering so far.
And in the basement of that building, the lovely comedy club on stage, run by wonderful individuals. Please book me. Thank you.
Well, speaking of jokes, how about Andrew Hitt, the former party chairman, to the point of this story?
Boom.
And here's the interesting thing. All things lead back to Richland Center. Just like Kevin Bacon, 6 degrees of separation at Richland Center. Andrew Hitt and I grew up in the same town, Richland Center. I had his dad for high school algebra. His mom used to babysit me, and we went to the same church, PC United Methodist Church. So I know this guy pretty well. And here's the thing. I think the great reporting over the weekend there on Upfront in conjunction with politics. Look, I don't know Andrew Hitt well. I mean, he's not a friend or anything, but he's certainly an acquaintance. I don't know his family. He is an attorney in a prominent law firm, Deloitte or whatever the hell it's called, and he was one of Governor Scott Walker's attorneys. So the guy is not intellectually stupid, right? And so what he said over the weekend was, oh, we were tricked. The fake electors were, if we had only known, we were led astray. I don't believe that for a second, but here's the thing I do believe. That Andrew Hitt and all these other people, well, at least Andrew Hitt and a couple others, they did know what they're doing. And now, under oath, when their own rear ends are on the line, they are telling the truth. And I think that is critical to keep in mind here. And the fact that, you know, he's saying that Kenneth Chesbrough, Trump's former attorney, was in the room. I mean, Andrew Hitt may end up testifying in the Trump trial with Jack Smith as the prosecutor here. He also says he's going to, Hitt says he's going to cooperate. He says that he has not, I thought this was interesting, has not talked to anybody in the state. So we'll see if the Attorney General Josh Call is doing an investigation or not.
Right.
And then finally, he says, quote, under no circumstances, unquote, would he vote for Trump, nor will he go to the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee if Trump is the nominee. So now we have Andrew Hitt, the former Republican Party chairman, saying that he will not endorse Trump nor attend the convention if Trump is the nominee, as well as former Republican Speaker of the House from Janesville, Wisconsin, Paul Ryan, calling him an authoritarian narcissist, Trump, and saying that he will not. So, I mean, if you're Brian Schimming, the current chair of the Republican Party, if you're Derek Van Orten, if you're Scott Fitzgerald, if you're Glenn Grothman, you're either with Andrew Hitt and Paul Ryan, or you're with Trump. You can't be with both.
Well, but Reince Priebus over the weekend, I call him Reince. It's not Reince, it's Reince. Reince Priebus over
Reince the... and repeat.
Yeah, Reince and repeat.
Nicely done.
Reince Priebus was on, I think, MSNBC or CNN over the weekend singing. I mean, he loves Trump. He's all in, man. And I don't know, Todd, Trump Republicans don't respect Paul Ryan.
Well, that's the thing. I think that Trump leadership, MAGA leadership, no longer respects Paul Ryan. But here's the thing. All across Wisconsin, in small towns, rural, and in some large towns, there are more fiscal-type conservative Republicans that still do respect Paul Ryan. And I think the fact that Paul Ryan and now Andrew Hitt, stalwarts, these are not, you know, quote-unquote snowflakes or lefties. These are conservative people who are now coming out and telling the truth and saying, look, this guy is dangerous. And I think that does still matter to some mainstream Republicans who aren't part of the MAGA movement.
You make a good point. We do have a clip from Andrew Hitt appearing on WISN Upfront with Matt Smith.
Let's talk about the settlement that you just reached. We walked through some of the details of that. You've also agreed to fully cooperate with any federal DOJ investigations. I'm curious from your perspective, what did you admit in this settlement?
You know, settlement negotiations went very well. The things we agreed to, we just viewed as true. Joe Biden won this election. It's pretty clear now that we didn't know that there was this ulterior motive, this different plan. And it's clear now, too, that, you know, those documents were used on January 6th to at least, at the very least, help create the chaos of that day.
Let's talk about the day itself. December 14th, it's going to be 3 years ago, this past week. In that moment, when you walked into that room, what did you and the other electors think you were doing?
Well, you know, we had been very careful to talk to our lawyers here in Wisconsin, longtime Republican Party of Wisconsin lawyers. We didn't talk to the Trump campaign lawyers. We didn't talk to Rudy Giuliani. We didn't talk to lawyers who we didn't know or didn't trust. We talked to our RPW, longtime outside counsel. He independently looked at this issue and said, you guys have to meet. If the Trump campaign wins a lawsuit in Wisconsin and you don't meet, we will have completely forfeited the president winning Wisconsin. So we viewed what we were doing as simply a contingency plan. The documents we signed would have no meaning unless a court gave them meaning.
Okay, that was Andrew Hitt speaking to Matt Smith on WISN on the Upfront program over the weekend. That seems really disingenuous to me.
I think it's, again, someone who, and I've never really been in a room with Andrew Hitt where he was, quote unquote, working or showing his legal prowess. From what I know, I think he's probably a good attorney and knows the law really well. I can tell you, as a former Republican who left the party in 2011, they have some really great attorneys at their disposal. That response to me sounded like something that had been practiced 100 times in a room with attorneys so that he could come across as sounding, you know, look, he didn't stumble there. He probably said that 100 times behind closed doors, but they have parsed that out to make sure that he's not incriminating himself in a potential criminal trial while still not lying under oath in a civil trial. So this is legal parlance. Somebody like Matt Flynn and Maggie Dawn could probably speak to it better.
Sure.
But that to me sounded like something that was very, very well parsed out.
I think you make a great point.
Yeah. I mean, he goes on the Sunday shows. He's going to say that over and over and over and over again. But it's not going to make him sound any less dumb. Because that's the thing is, Todd, you say that you know him. You know that he's not intellectually stupid. But when you get on television, you say, we were duped, we were hornswoggled, then it makes you sound dumb. Because
most people aren't going to believe it, to your point. But yeah. I'm just saying that's part of his legal defense, right? I mean, and this is to both your points, this whole thing that, look, we had to do this to preserve our right. This is not something that's unique to Wisconsin. We see this played out in Georgia, in Pennsylvania, mm-hmm. in Michigan, and other. This is a national narrative for these folks, and their defense is we were trying to protect our constitutional right. We don't have time to get all the details, but basically what they were trying to do is run out the clock, delay Pence and the Congress from certifying the election in hopes that it would go to the U.S. Supreme Court where there's a Trump majority and they could, quote unquote, win or overturn the election that way.
Yep, absolutely. Stay with us. Todd Alba is here from the Todd Alba Show. You can catch it across the Civic Media Network from noon to 2, Monday through Friday. When we return, wow, consequences in Florida. At least the beginning of consequences.
Yes.
We'll have all the
yes,
details yes. coming up. Stay with us. You're listening.
I'm so excited.
You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
We here at WBZH The Buzz have partnered with the Hayward Chamber of Commerce to remind you to shop local this holiday season. Small local businesses are the lifeblood of the community, and preserving them is key to preserving those things we most enjoy about the Northwoods. Small businesses are the first in local employment and charitable giving, and shopping local is the best way to stimulate a small town economy. The Hayward Chamber of Commerce and WBZH The Buzz are especially thankful to those who choose local small businesses first this holiday season.
Did you know there's an actual candy cane lane in Wisconsin? It's only real during the holidays, but one Milwaukee area neighborhood has been sharing its holiday cheer for close to 40 years. 300 residents along West Oklahoma Avenue in West Dallas decorated to be part of Candy Cane Lane this year, free to drive through and enjoy. But since 1984, $3 million in donations have been raised and given to the MAC Fund to fight cancer. I'm Terry Barr. From all of us with the Civic Media Radio Network, happy holidays.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning and welcome, welcome, welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Hello, Wausau, listening on WXCO Bull Falls Radio. Thank you so much. We're joining us today, Jane Matinier, in for Kristen Bry, Greg Bach with me in studio, Calvin on the board, and Todd Alba, the Todd father, joining us for the last Monday appearance on As Goes Wisconsin. So glad to have you along, Todd. And
but
go ahead.
It's like a sign. It's like, you know, what basically my last appearance on this Monday show is like a crocus in the winter snow.
And
because you know a crocus because you know the summer that spring is coming. And with my final appearance, you know we're one step closer to the return of Kristen Bry.
Absolutely. Kristen is going to be back in January, and we're all very, very excited about that. And ready to have her back. What's what? The snow, the crocus in the snow?
There's a crocus in the snow, which bring better days.
Not to say that the two of you have been winter. I'm just saying that, you know.
I take my leave and wish upon you warmer dreams and wishes.
The dark days when Kristen was gone. That's fine, Todd.
Thanks, Todd.
Not at all. That's not the point at all.
Submit this to WBA for an award. Best downers in radio.
The whole goal was never, we just didn't want to crash the show while she was gone. Anyway.
Been great.
Moving along. Consequences in Florida, pretty remarkably. You will remember, of course, that the Florida GOP party chairman, Christian Ziegler, and his wife, one of the co-founders of Moms for Liberty, were caught engaging in a three-way sex thing, and then he allegedly raped the woman who was involved in their three-way. And I saw originally over the weekend that he was trying to get them to pay him off.
Yes.
To what? It was like $2 million. He wanted.
Yes.
Christian Ziegler wanted $2 million in order to go away.
He was called out in social, and I believe in a newspaper as well, the quote from a source saying that Christian Ziegler asked in an email for $2 million from Republican fundraisers to go away, or donors to go away. And he had the audacity to say, no, that's not true at all. That's fake news. I asked for $2.5 million.
Did he really? That's how he clarified it?
Basically, yeah.
Look, I know my worth.
That's how crazy this is.
Oh, boy, and that doesn't that just speak, though, to the overarching confidence in his own behavior and his overarching confidence that there will be no ramifications, there will be no consequences for this.
Yeah, I mean, the audacity, the arrogance, the narcissistic attitude. I mean, it fits into the MAGA profile, right? And again, his wife, who sits on a school board in Florida, the only person that can actually throw her off is DeSantis, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who he's calling out Christian, the chair of the party, saying he should step down, but he won't get rid of the wife who sits on the school board.
That's fascinating.
Right.
But the Ziegler's, Christian and his wife, from what I have been reading.
Bridget, I think. Yeah.
Bridget, thank you.
Brings a bad name to Bridget's everywhere.
They're they're very influential in Republican Florida circles, right?
Absolutely. Super, super influential, huge in fundraising. It's really actually bled over and really hurting Ron DeSantis' presidential campaign, what's left of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, not there's a whole lot left, but it is a complete crap show down there in Florida right now, politically, for Republicans. I saw over the weekend there was a great cut of a former student. I don't quote me. I think it's the Sarasota School Board, but that Bridget sits on.
Yes. I saw this.
But this this former student steps up at one of these school board meetings and basically a paraphrase, he goes, you know what, you know, you should not be fired for having a consensual three-way, you know, because that's what you're trying to do to us with banned books and everything. You know, you should be fired because you're really awful at your job.
Yeah.
And I thought that was spot on. Yep. I thought that was great.
That's a great video clip. And the thing is like, two things. One, Florida, now's your chance. If you want us to secede, just go ahead. Bye. But also, here's the question. You know, you've got Ron DeSantis' campaign in the dumpster. You've got, you know, what effects will that have on him as governor for a re-election in a couple of years? Mm. But more importantly, then, how do the Democrats in Florida utilize this and to their advantage? Can they, you know, they have some time to find candidates, run them in various elections, and really build up some sort of movement. Will they do it? Will they take this opportunity and run with it? That's the question I have, because, I mean, it's just Ron DeSantis is apparently, his boots don't have lifts in them. They just have banana peels in them, because that's all he's doing. And there's got to be someone here who's going to take advantage of it.
Well, it will be interesting to see what happens in Florida, because also a lot of things that I've been reading about property insurance and home insurance are out of control.
Insurance companies won't even
insure,
insure because of all the problems
in Florida. So, but I'm just wondering, if the Democratic Party is going to try and capitalize on this, what slogan do they use actually? We're pro three-way? I mean, how is that going to play out? I think that there may need to be some message massaging before they...
Let's not talk about massaging.
Menage a trois? That's right. We're pro menage a trois. The three of us, of course. Jane, Greg, and I, we're pro menage a trois.
We're menage a freedom.
So,
oh, I'm just adding Kelvin to the mix. That's a group thing. Fantastic. Oh,
he's here to turn the cameras on.
All right. So over the weekend, Christian Ziegler, the Florida Republican Party chairman, pleaded with the 40 members of the executive committee to save his job. Every statewide elected official calling for his resignation. Ziegler remained defiant, but eventually they ousted him.
Ousted who?
Of Ziegler.
Well,
he can cling to his job for now with no power or authority.
They stripped his finance. Yeah, I mean, he has
no
title.
Money, right? They stripped his salary, pretty much. So he's a figurehead right now with no purpose.
Yeah,
and no value.
I think the takeaway for me is, and I said this a bit last week, the serious part of this is, here are people in positions of power over others or making decisions that affect others, condemning particularly young people who are exploring their sexuality, who are trying to find out who they are. And these people behind closed doors are doing exactly what they're condemning others for. Meanwhile, kids and suicide teen rates are going through the roof.
Yes.
And these people have the audacity to live different lives. And look, if people have consensual, whatever relationships behind closed doors, I'm cool with that.
Yep.
But what I'm not cool with is hypocrisy, and I'm certainly not cool with the accusations against Christian Ziegler of rape against a woman like that. And it's just, there's certainly a comedy bit to this, but there's also just a really sad, tragic side to it as well.
Absolutely. 844-967-2789. Joe McClear with a comment on the live stream, the Florida GOP's morning prayer today. Dear Lord, please give us the strength to find a way to incorporate three thumbs and extortion into our Christian belief systems.
Give it time, Joe. We got a text from the 920-WGBW, Jim from Appleton. I keep on forgetting this. Thank you for reminding me. And that is that Ron DeSantis cannot run for another term. I believe it's two terms, done. You can run again, but he can't run again.
All right, stay close. When we return, big news out of the Vatican this morning. Some very, very surprising news coming from Pope Francis. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin. Stick around. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Birchwood to Poplar. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, your home for news, talk, and sports.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer at the Vatican. Midnight Mass underway. Pope Francis saying at Christmas, we're close to brothers and sisters suffering from war, referring to the war in Gaza, where authorities say more than 20,000 people have now been killed in Gaza. More than 90 people were killed in airstrikes on two homes over the weekend, including dozens from just one extended family. New court filings. Former President Donald Trump's attorneys insist a D.C. appeals court throw out charges in Trump's federal election interference case, arguing he's protected under presidential immunity. A manhunt in Ocala, Florida, looking for a suspect that fired a gun inside the crowded Paddock Mall, packed full of holiday shoppers Saturday, killing a 40-year-old man. And in Houston, a deadly shooting. It happened this morning outside of a nightclub. Responding officers found one person dead. Several others were hurt. Police say it all stemmed from an argument. There have been no arrests there as well. This is ABC News.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The Bucks win again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens. The Bucks beat the Knicks in New York 130-111. Head coach Adrian Griffin.
Good road win. Thought it was going to be a tough game, and it was, as far as physicality, and but I thought we took the challenge tonight.
Five Bucks players scoring in double digits, but Griffin says he likes what the team did defensively.
I think the biggest thing was winning the rebounding game, I think 53-40. So, and keeping them off the free throw line. Brunson 3-for-3. Limit his free throws. I think you got a good chance. Total team effort was good outing.
The two teams play again tomorrow at 11. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers added some players and lost a few through the transfer portal. I asked Luke Fickle if it feels more like a revolving door.
Yes, it has gotten different. Yes, it has gotten maybe a little bit tougher, but if you're in this sport, you understand that the beauty of it is we're not trying to find ways to make it easier, whether it's for the players, for the game, or even for us as coaches.
That's Badgers head football coach Luke Fickle. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds and some dense fog around the area at times today. We'll see highs of the lower 50s, some very late day rain chances, south winds gusting up around 30. For your Christmas Eve, rain chances, lows of the lower 40s, and winds will stay breezy. Right now, it's 48.
It's fully leaded education talk.
Hard facts with a humorous twist.
Check out Busted Pencils, Tuesdays at 7 on the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, and on the Civic Media app.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe. And is the best way to protect that legacy?
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
UPUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous, as in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
First thing I remember knowing was a lonesome whistle blowing.
Good morning and welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matnair in for Kristen Rye. Greg Bach is on the board. You can always join us. Call or text at 844-967-2789. Joining us for a round of the good, the bad, and you found what at Goodwill. The one, the only, the founder of this fine program, Kristen Rye. Good morning, my friend and mama. How are you?
I'm good. I walked for 2.5 miles this morning on a treadmill.
Good for you.
And I broke a sweat. And so I've been done a little yoga, but I actually had time to go to the real gym and work out before I got on this fine program this morning. And so I'm feeling good about that. We bought a walking pad to get us through the winter. A walking pad is it's the treadmill without doing like an incline.
Okay.
So it can fit under your bed, so it doesn't have the full like stand part where it's foldable, but you can like, it's just pads, so you can fit it on things.
Oh, I like
and
that.
It's less capabilities than a full treadmill, but you can still just walk on it at a leisurely pace instead of just sitting on your butt. So I'm getting my Netflix and chill while I walk at like a 3 miles per hour pace. So I actually get some movement over the winter.
That's really cool. You're breaking up a little bit. Your stream is a little bit sticky, just so you know. I would actually love to look into one of those, a walking pad. We don't have enough room in our house for a treadmill. There's just no possible way. There's nowhere to put it. So how is Frankie Lou?
So there you go. Frankie Lou is good. It may be time to size up in diapers.
Oh,
she's been having about one blowout a day of into her outfits. And so I think that may be a sign that it's time for size 2 diapers. She looked very cute on Friday. Saturday. She made it to one of Mike's first bar crawl of Mike's for 12 bucks of Christmas.
She's officially Wisconsinite.
Yep. She's gone to all of them, whether it was in my stomach or in person this year. But she was dressed as a little elf, and she was great per usual as far as her temperament. And then she totally blew out her outfit, and Mom did not have a backup.
So
that was a sign that it was time to go home.
Yeah, that'll do it.
I was talking to Mike about that. He said something about, I never heard the term blowout before. And I go, is that about poop? And he goes, yeah. And then he sends me a picture. And I'm like, the yes would have sufficed. I mean, that would have been fine. I didn't need
the details.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that happened at, I was at the Madison studio yesterday filming, recording something with Law Forward,
nice,
which will be coming out next week. And she was wearing a onesie that says, you ain't cool if you don't pee your pants, which is a line from Billy Madison.
Oh, geez.
And then she proceeded to poop her pants and it got all over that onesie. So I was like,
coolest
kid ever. I don't know if it's the same. I don't know if it goes the same way. Peeing your pants is maybe a little bit cooler than pooping your pants.
Yeah, probably. All right. Well, we are going to move on and go into the good, the bad, and you found what at Goodwill. Of course, this is the season of giving, and a psychologist who teaches at Harvard Business School, researcher Michael Norton, says the act of giving actually does improve your happiness. It actually makes a difference. They had one experiment covering about 700 people. They were randomly assigned these people to either buy something for themselves or to buy something for a stranger. And then after they did that, they had to report on how they felt. It turned out that giving to others led to a significant happiness boost, whereas spending on yourself didn't even move the needle. So if you take $5 out of your pockets and go buy, I don't know, nail polish or something, it's not going to feel as good as you donating that $5 or doing something else with your $5.
I saw something recently as far as, instead of asking children, what do you want for Christmas? Starting to ask them, what do you want to give for Christmas?
Oh, interesting.
And such a subtle difference of how they think about the holiday. And because I think about it, and like, I think my dad would take us shopping for my mom. And, you know, this was before the internet. So it was kind of, and we, of course, we went shopping on Christmas Eve morning.
Oh, perfect.
And we would go to Westtown Mall in Madison. And so it was a little about like, all right, what's left to buy mom? And so, but it was still, you know, I think about that of like the early days of being a kid and thinking about what you want to give versus what you want to get.
That's a wonderful, that really is wonderful. And I can imagine there's all kinds of mom Facebook groups are going to have big arguments about, are you, now you're robbing your child of the joy of wanting a toy.
I think you still want a toy.
The comment section on mommy videos are truly the worst.
It's got to be.
Really awful.
I cannot imagine having 4,000 strangers weighing in with their particular expertise on all things mommy.
Yeah, it's pretty bad to watch. It's like people who just cannot take a joke. I'm like, it's supposed to be relatable humor. They're not serious.
Okay. All right. Well, give something. Giving is good for you. It makes you feel better. It will make your life better. Take a scarf. If you buy one for yourself, it's just another scarf you don't really need. But if you buy a scarf for someone else, you've shown them they are important to you.
My mom, Mama Bach, she for years would make, during the year, she'd make boxes of hats for the Milwaukee Mission.
Oh, how lovely.
And then one year she was in the hospital and she found out that preemies needed hats for their head because they get cold and whatnot. So she made, like, literally imagine a coaster, smaller than a coaster, just tiny little hats for preemie heads. She just made them. She'd make like 15 a day.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And she knitted them?
She knitted them herself.
Oh, that's a skill.
Yeah.
Knitting is a skill. I went with crocheting because crocheting is much more forgiving.
Yeah.
With knitting, you have to be really, really
accurate.
Oh,
maybe she crocheted. Either way, she made hats for babies.
Okay, that's fine.
Mom, was it one needle or two? That's the only thing I know is the difference between the two of them.
It was two needles.
Then it's knitting.
That's knitting.
Yeah, that would be knitting.
My mom's awesome.
She is awesome. The good, the bad, and you found what at Goodwill. Moving on from the good, where giving is good for you. The bad, unfortunately, Walgreens is going to be closing its third store in Milwaukee in as many months. Walgreens closed at Forest Home and Lincoln Avenues in October. They shut down the location at Fond du Lac and Hampton in November. And now they are closing the store at Teutonia and Capitol Drive on January 15th. Over the summer, the company announced they were going to close 150 stores across the country to save money. Walgreens became at one point almost as ubiquitous as Starbucks, right?
I mean, they were everywhere.
Yeah. So is it simply they expanded too fast and went to too many locations?
I think
Go on. It'd be interesting to see because I feel like CVS's strategy was just to open a CVS next to a successful Walgreens. Like, I feel like you see the two of them together a lot. And I wonder in those locations how close the nearest CVS is and if that has anything to do with it. But I mean, think about it. Think about how many times you see a Walgreens and a CVS really close.
And nowadays you can go to Pick and Save, Target, Costco, Walmart. You can go to all these places now and get your pharmacy needs and whatnot. It's not just a Walgreens or a CVS. Everywhere has a pharmacy in it.
Yeah, but I think, and especially in some areas in Milwaukee's north side, even pharmacies are getting really, independent pharmacies are getting few and far between and tough to find.
Well, that's not for Walgreens to care about, apparently.
Yeah, they decided to close over 100 stores nationwide. This is according to Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson. The decisions to close are made at a corporate level, and so the city of Milwaukee never even had the chance to talk about this decision because the decision had already been decided. So, and I just from personal experience, we have a Walgreens just a couple of blocks away from the house. I know they're having big staffing issues.
Mm.
It's tough. I mean, and even when you mentioned CVS, I've gone into CVS's now where there is one person in the entire store. And it's all self-checkout.
Yep.
It's all self-checkout. There's not even a human checkout person.
Interesting.
Yeah, I went to, there's a CVS right by our house, and I went to buy some cold medicine for Bridget. And I think because the cold medicine had like something in it, it had to be checked out by a person. And I waited because that person was in the back helping another person. And I wasn't mad. It's like, this is the situation. I'm not going to get mad at this human. But yeah, I mean, two, if not one person are doing all the work. Walgreens, I think it's like three people there at one and
those
time.
Those are big stores.
Yeah.
Those are big stores. I know Greg, our friend Greg from Waukesha has been waiting on the line. We're going to take Greg real quickly. Good morning, Greg. Thanks for joining us, Coast Wisconsin.
Good morning. And I agree with the gift giving thing. It's better to give than to receive. But I just wanted to give Kristen props. Kristen, with the treadmill thing, that's awesome. I just wanted to congratulate you on the new baby because I haven't done that yet. And also, wow, 2.5 miles on the treadmill, that inspires me. That inspires
good.
Me.
Good!
Yeah, so we should do like a As Goes Wisconsin like treadmill challenge or something, I think, you know.
That would be fun. Kinda... We could do that for the winter doldrums of keeping people active during the cold months. That'd be fun. That's a good idea.
Yeah. So definitely.
Appreciate you checking in, Greg. Anything else you want to share?
I just wanted to say Merry Christmas to all of you and happy holidays, definitely.
Merry Christmas and happy holidays to you, Greg, friend.
Okay, sounds good. Bye-bye.
Take care. Thanks a lot, Greg.
I just can't get over that Christmas is on Monday.
Ugh.
Like, I feel like I do this kind of every year, but this year felt even more so because you'd think I'd have the time because, you know, not that maternity leave is a vacation. It's
right,
not.
Right.
But I started the month thinking I was going to start making videos again. I was going to start ramping up to come back next month. I was going to get all my Christmas shopping done. And then all of a sudden this week was like on Monday morning, the thought of, oh, Christmas is in a week. And it's already as I'm checking things I wanted to buy online.
They're gone.
They're not going to show up in time. Well, no, they're not going to show up in time. And so it was like, well, I think maybe I will revert back to shopping in person this year because
you
that's
have a
what
choice.
I'm going to do this afternoon.
Are you going shopping?
I waited too long.
Oh, no. So, I mean, you haven't started any of your gift shopping?
No, a lot of it's done. There's a couple things, mostly something for my husband. The thing that I wanted to get was not going to get here in time. So
just
go
your love
afternoon.
Is a gift.
It should be.
Does that work?
Tell him that, Greg. you text Mike and be like, Kristen gave you a child
yeah.
this year. Isn't that enough?
The tax break alone.
Oh, gee. That's the reason to have a baby. There
I know some people
go.
Have done that. I have 3 things left. I'm very proud of myself and I'm going to knock them out tomorrow. Cannot wait.
Well, my husband waited until yesterday to give me his list.
Ugh.
Oh, gosh. Really?
Yes. He waited until yesterday. And then he just says a cardigan sweater. Well, what size cardigan sweater? What color would you like? I need car mats. Well, what kind of car? Do you want magical car mats or regular car mats? So,
wait, what are magical car mats?
What are magical
car mats? You can't just say magical car mats and move on.
Well, because they cost like $140. Those should be pretty magical car mats, at least as far as I'm concerned.
Well, I think you're going to be sadly disappointed.
Waterproof and stainproof.
I'm not sure what other things.
Weatherproof and saltproof.
All the proofs. They're all the proofs. So, yes, I actually ordered last night and everything but the car mats will be here in time.
Yeah.
So that's not too bad.
All right.
That's not too bad. All right. Stay close. When we return, the good, the bad, and you found what at Goodwill? You may want to do a stop at Goodwill this afternoon, Kristen. This kind of harkens back to our discussion with our friends at Habitat for Humanity not too long ago.
Okay. I have to drop off stuff at Goodwill, so maybe I'll peruse.
Do a little.
I guarantee it's going to be jam-packed today.
Stay close. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin. We're on the Civic Media Radio Network.
That leaves only me to blame, 'cause mama tried. Dear old daddy, rest his soul, left my mom a heavy load. She tried so very hard to fill his shoes, working hours without rest, wanted me to have the best. She tried to raise me right, but I refused. And I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North. 910 AM WBZH.
We here at WBZH The Buzz have partnered with the Hayward Chamber of Commerce to remind you to shop local this holiday season. Small local businesses are the lifeblood of the community, and preserving them is key to preserving those things we most enjoy about the Northwoods. Small businesses are the first in local employment and charitable giving, and shopping local is the best way to stimulate a small town economy. The Hayward Chamber of Commerce and WBZH The Buzz are especially thankful to those who choose local small businesses first this holiday season.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matinere in for Kristen Bry. Kristen is here joining us from home while she's on her maternity leave. Greg Bach is on the board. And you can always call and or text at 844-967-2789. I want to share this text with you, Kristen, from our friend at the 541. Did anyone else just wave at Jane and Kristen right now when you joined the show, when we were all waving at each other at the very beginning? That's so sweet. We are waving back at all of you as well. And if you're watching on the live stream, you can leave a comment there as well on Facebook, YouTube, and or Twitter. We are doing the good, the bad, and you found what at Goodwill? So Jessica Vincent lives in Virginia, and in June, she was going through a Goodwill. She likes to search for deals and things like that, and nothing really grabbed her until she saw this glass vase. So she went around the store. Nothing else appealed to her. She went back to this little vase that has red and green swirls on it. There was a little M on the bottom of the vase that she thought stood for Murano, because that's a famous glassware company in Italy, Murano Glassware. So she bought it, $399. Not too bad. She thought, I thought it might be worth $1,000 or $2,000, but I had no clue about what it actually was until I did a little research on it. So $3.99, she paid for it. Then she looked it up. She went to an auction house, sent them photos. Almost immediately, the president of this auction house called her. Immediately, on Wednesday, the vase was auctioned off for $107,000, 100 bucks.
What was it? What, like, was it a dead artist or something that, like, it's never going to be able to be replicated?
It is part of a series by Carlo Scarpa, a renowned Italian architect. It was part of a series that Mr. Scarpa designed in the 1940s. Unknown how many of these vases were made, but apparently it was in perfect condition. The auctioneer said if it had even a tiny, tiny chip, it probably would have sold for under $10,000. But because it was in such perfect condition, it sold for $107,100. Not bad for a purchase of $3.99.
This is why I tolerate Mike every time he wants to go to some kind of Goodwill or antique shop to look for sports cards.
Right. Yeah.
Because truly a lot, there is many times that people don't know what they have. And if you know what you're looking for, or sometimes even when you don't know what you're looking for, you can find it. And you can find something that is very valuable. So there's been multiple times I've fallen asleep in the car.
While he's in there, I wake up
and the car is parked and we're parked outside of a card shop. And I always make fun of him for it, but it's also like, well, if you sometimes stumble across like a $100,000 card, I can't really begrudge you for that.
No, it's going to be tough to complain about that. Absolutely. It just reminded me so much of the triptychs that were donated to Habitat for Humanity. Remember that?
Yeah, totally.
It was a series of three different triptychs that had been donated, and one of the people going through it had the sense to say, we should have somebody look at this, because you and I saw pictures of them, Kristen, and I didn't think they were particularly attractive. It's not something that would have spoken to me, but it went on to get auctioned off for like $87,000.
Yeah, it was something similar to what this vase was.
Some crazy amount. And obviously Habitat for Humanity overjoyed about that donation, because again, they did track down the people and they said, go ahead, auction it off and take the money. We're going to let you keep it. So that was pretty terrific. We have Tom from Grafton who is on the line. Good morning, Tom. Thank you so much for joining us. Goes Wisconsin. What's up?
I just wanted to say Merry Christmas, and I'm sure I've enjoyed the every Wednesday with the baby stuff and all that. It's just so sweet and uplifting.
Well, thank you, Tom. We really appreciate it, and thank you very much for listening and for chiming in and calling and texting and all that stuff. Have a wonderful holiday. What do you have planned?
Actually, nothing yet. I'm waiting for people to get back to me. Excuse me.
But all your shopping is done, unlike Kristen Bry?
Sure.
You don't sound very convincing there, Tom, but that's all right. We'll let you off the hook. Thank you, Tom. Have a Merry Christmas.
Thanks, Tom.
Okay. So are you gonna be going to Rapids to see your family this weekend or
going
no?
On Friday.
You're going on Friday.
Debbie is very excited. We leave. We have tomorrow, and then we basically wake up Friday morning and head up to the Rapids, and then we'll be there until Christmas morning. And then we drive on Christmas morning after we do breakfast with my family, we drive to Muskego to do the rest of Christmas day and night with Mike's family.
Oh, fun.
And so it's pretty good system. It's one of those things where it's worked out very well. There's been no drama as far as like splitting holidays and stuff. And so it's fun to be able to see everyone with just a 2.5 hour drive.
Definitely. Most definitely. Is your mom just like over the moon with presents? Has she just, do you know what she's?
Mike asked, because she's over the moon with presents when it's just even before she had a grandchild. Like even as adult children, she really goes above and beyond she really gets into the spirit of giving to bring it full circle.
I
she gets a lot
it.
Of joy out of finding giving. The perfect gifts for people. And, Mike asked her the other day, we were FaceTiming with her so she could see Frankie. And he goes, Debbie, do I have to rent a U-Haul? And she goes, maybe.
Oh,
don't bring a lot of stuff. Well, so we'll see. I tried to remind her. I was like, Mom, our house is not that big and she's not mobile yet.
Right.
So there's only so many things that she can use. So I will report back as far as how much stuff Frankie will be the new owner of after Monday.
And have you felt compelled to buy her a whole bunch of stuff or not necessarily?
No, not at all. Because I think there's a couple things as far as from memories of like your first Christmas, like here's an ornament for your first Christmas to
sure.
be able to look back at. But every time she needs something, I just buy it right now. Right. It's like, oh, you blew out this outfit. Like we're going to get like, we got to get new things. And so it's not like I'm like, oh, this will be a great present for her this year.
Well, have a wonderful, wonderful Merry Christmas to you and Mike and baby Frankie, and give your love to my love to your parents. Safe journey. And we'll talk to you next Wednesday, right?
Talk to you next Wednesday.
Merry Christmas.
Stay close.
Merry Christmas.
News is coming up next. This is As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hayward's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed by 10. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 8 to 10. On the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed. This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.